Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The Lord of Karma enters the sign of war, Saturn in Aries. Before we talk about where Saturn is, we need to talk about what Saturn actually is. Because most people have a surface level relationship with this planet and wonder why it keeps showing up in their life like an uninvited bill collector, or a Mormon, or a Jehovah's Witness knocking on your door on an early Saturday morning. Saturn is the Lord of Karma. It's the planet of time, structure, discipline, limitations, and consequences. Saturn governs the things you cannot skip, the lessons that will follow you from relationship to relationship, job to job, situation to situation, until you finally face them directly. Yep. Saturn is not cruel. Saturn is just honest. What's your relationship with truth and honesty? And in a world full of planets that will tell you what you want to hear, Saturn is only going to tell you what you need to know. And sometimes, y'all don't want to hear that. In traditional astrology, Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius. It's exalted in Libra. That means it functions at its highest when it operates through deliberation, fairness, and weighing all sides before acting. Saturn thrives on structure, on measured response, on building things that last. Saturn is cold. Saturn is dry. Saturn is slow moving by nature. Saturn wants to measure twice before it cuts. Saturn rewards patience and punishes shortcuts. Whatever house Saturn occupies in your natal chart, that is the area of life where you will do the most work, face the most restriction, and ultimately develop the most mastery, if you're willing to do the labor. Aries is the first sign in the zodiac. Aries is ruled by Mars. Mars is the planet of war, drive, and raw desire. Aries is a fire sign. It is the spark before the flame becomes something you can control. It represents initiation, courage, the individual will, the self, and the primal need to exist on your own terms. Where Saturn deliberates, Aries acts. Where Saturn wants to build slowly, Aries wants to begin now. Aries is hot, fast, impulsive, and direct. It doesn't wait for permission. It doesn't need consistency. Aries says, I am, and that declaration alone is enough to move. Aries energy at its highest is the warrior who fights for what matters. The pioneer, the one willing to go first into unknown territory so others don't have to go alone. At its lowest, Aries is reckless aggression, impulsivity without wisdom, and the inability to finish what it starts. Saturn finds himself in fall in Aries. This is a layer most people gloss over, and it's essential to understanding what this transit is actually asking of you. Saturn is exalted in Libra, like I said. Aries is the opposite sign of Libra. In Libra, Saturn is at home because Libra deliberates, weighs, measures, builds through fairness and negotiation. It is the scales. That is Saturn's native language. And Aries is the direct opposition of everything Saturn naturally does well. No deliberation. No weighing both sides. Aries is just go. Do it. Get her done. This is why Saturn is in its fall in Aries. Not because Aries is a bad sign. It isn't. No signs are bad. But because the temperaments are fundamentally incompatible, Saturn is cold and slow. Aries is hot and fast. Saturn wants caution. Aries wants courage. Put them together, you get friction. Constant, productive, uncomfortable friction. The famous astrologer Liz Green, in her foundational work on Saturn, identified the core wound of this placement as the fear of powerlessness. Saturn in Aries, whether in your natal chart or as a collective transit, creates a situation where the individual is afraid of their own will, afraid to want things, afraid to ask for what they need, afraid that exercising their will cost them something they can't afford to lose. So when these two patterns emerge, the first is withdrawal. The mask becomes a prison. The persona hardens into a shell, and the person stops showing up fully in their own life. The second is overcompensation, aggression, control, forcing situations rather than navigating them, using offense as defense because it hasn't yet occurred to them that you can control yourself without needing to control everything around you. Both patterns come from the same root: a deep uncertainty about whether you have the right to exist on your own terms, whether you deserve to take up space, whether your will is something to be trusted or feared. That's the wound of Saturn in Aries, collectively and personally. And now it's time to heal that. And let's be honest about both sides, because this transit deserves neither fear-mongering nor sugarcoating. You know, you ain't gonna get sugarcoating from me. The difficult expression of Saturn in Aries looks like paralysis dressed up as caution. It looks like people who want to start something but find 1,000 reasons not to. Yeah, but it looks like suppressed anger turned inward. The headaches, the frustration, the chronic low-grade irritability that has no real target, because the real target is the self you haven't given permission to show up yet. It looks like identity confusion. The mask becoming so thick, you forget what's underneath it. You know you ladies gotta put your mask on before you leave the house. The high expression of Saturn in Aries is one of the most powerful placements in astrology. When this energy is worked consciously, what emerges is disciplined initiation, structured courage. The warrior who doesn't just charge forward recklessly, but charges forward with purpose, with strategy, and with a plan that will hold weight. Saturn in Aries, matured, produces the person who is neither impulsive nor paralyzed, who acts with deliberate force, who has done the inner work of claiming their will and now uses it with precision. Bullseye. Liz Green puts it plainly. Saturn in Aries, carefully tended, yields insight and eventually expansion of consciousness. The fall is not a curse. It's an invitation into deeper self-knowledge. Know thyself, balance your energy. Saturn first entered Aries in early 2025, gave everyone a preview of this energy, and then retrograded back into Pisces. That return mattered. It wasn't a mistake or false start. It was the universe offering a final processing period. Pisces is disillusion, surrender, faith, fall, grief, and spiritual depth. But Saturn in Pisces asks people to release what couldn't be carried forward, to surrender illusions about what structure and control could actually provide, to sit with uncertainty and develop trust in something beyond what they could see and manage. The retrograde back in Pisces was the eulogy. The time to grieve what was ending. The time to extract whatever wisdom was still sitting in Pisces' experience before that chapter closed permanently. Now, Saturn is in Aries for good. The door to Pisces is closed. Whatever you didn't finish processing during that retrograde window, you're now carrying into your Aries territory, which means you will have to work with it in a completely different way. Not through surrender and disillusion, but through action, initiation, and the direct confrontation of what you've been avoiding. There's no more fog to hide in. Saturn in Aries demands that you show the fuck up. Now, what does this mean for you? This is where the teaching gets personal and uncomfortable. Saturn in fall in Aries as a collective transit running through 2028 is asking every person on the third rock from the sun the same fundamental question that Liz Green identified at the core of this placement. Do you believe you have the right to stand up for your own life, 10 toes down? Not in theory, not as a concept you agree with intellectually, but in practice, in the actual choices you make daily about whether to speak, whether to begin, whether to ask for what you want, whether to act on what you know is true for you. The Aries key word that cuts to the heart of this transit is simple. The warrior who needs to learn to ask, do I have the balls to stand up for my life? That is not a rhetorical question. Saturn is going to create the circumstances that force you to answer it with your behavior, not your words. Actions speak louder than words. The invitation of this transit is disciplined initiation, structured courage, building from the inside out, not waiting for external permission, not waiting for the perfect condition, not waiting for the fear to go away before you act. Saturn in Aries says, act and build the courage through the action itself. The people who will struggle most with this transit are the ones who wait, who deliberate endlessly without deciding, who know what they need to do, but find sophisticated reasons not to do it. Saturn in Aries has no patience for spiritually refined excuses. The fog is gone. Clarity is the requirement now. The people who will thrive are the ones willing to initiate imperfectly, early, before they feel ready, and then apply Saturnian discipline to what they've begun. Start the thing, then build the structure around it. That is the synthesis this transit is demanding. You have 2.5 years to work with this energy consciously. The question is not whether Saturn in Aries will challenge you, because it will. The question is whether you will meet the challenge as someone who has claimed their will, or as someone who's still waiting for permission that will never come from the outside. What the hell you gonna do? If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit let's chat. Send me a message there. Make sure you hit subscribe, share, like. I appreciate it. For the ones who want to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. Come to iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit booking. The conversation is free, the time isn't. And for the ones who want to show your appreciation for this offering, I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself, balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.